Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blame It on the Stars, where we give you an inside look to what's going on in the universe so you can blame your problems on the stars. It is Jade here.
And it's Kara.
And this week, we'll be telling you everything you can expect during Leo season. You'll get an overview of all of the transits that happen during Leo season, so you know what you're getting into up front. But in case you missed it, last week we talked all about the new moon in Cancer that happens on July 17th, as well as Venus retrograde in Leo, which happens on July 22nd. That's definitely going to be an important episode to listen to if you haven't listened to it already, since it really does set the tone for everything that happens during Leo season.
And just to give you a heads up, next week we will tell you everything you need to know about Mercury in Virgo and how it affects you.
And after a short ad break, we're going to get right into it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So before we talk all about Leo season, I think something that's important to know if you're listening to this and feeling like we're missing something, we're not. Leo season this year does not have that many transits. There's the sun entering Leo, which we're going to explain in depth now. But then just Mercury in Virgo, the full moon in Aquarius, and the new moon in Leo. All of those will have their own episodes in weeks to come, but we're still going to talk about them now so you know about them in advance. That's pretty much it for Leo season. It's a pretty short one this year. But with that being said, Leo season officially begins on July 22nd at 9:51 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Per usual, the date and time are from the website astroseek.com. And yes, that's only 20 minutes after the Venus retrograde in Leo begins. What do you need to know? Leo season is normally a period of time where you're feeling very confident and wanting to express yourself.
So how does this affect you? During Leo season, you might notice that you are more creative and focused on self-expression. You also might be inspired to explore your creative side and express yourself more openly with others.
Since you'll have that sun and Leo energy encouraging you to express yourself outwardly, to be creative in your self-expression and allow you to feel more confident, you might find that you're more willing to put yourself out there, be seen, be recognized, and step into the spotlight like a Leo would. There are some key dates that you'll want to pay attention to while the sun is in Leo. The first one being August 6th, the sun will be square Jupiter. This can cause you to feel very ambitious, very enthusiastic, very optimistic. But my warning sign is just to be mindful of overdoing it on this day.
And then on August 13th, the sun will be conjunct Venus retrograde. Because Venus is retrograde, this is bringing a different energy than we are used to when it comes to conjunctions. On this day, you might notice that you are reflecting on your relationships, self-worth, and creativity. This could be a good time to reevaluate and reassess your values, and it also can inspire you to explore your authentic self more deeply.
And then lastly, on August 15th, the sun will be square Uranus. This could provoke a need for space, a need for individuality, for freedom, but you might also find that there's some unpredictability going on, or you're just really looking for a change, or the changes might feel a little bit sudden since Uranus is a very unpredictable energy, just something to keep in mind. So everything else that we're about to talk about will have their own episodes, but it's definitely going to be important to know about them in advance. So without further ado, here's what's next. Mercury entering Virgo. This happens on July 28th at 5:32 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So why you'll definitely want to pay attention to this one is that you'll only really get to enjoy normal Mercury in Virgo for a little bit, since during Virgo season, there will be a Mercury retrograde in Virgo. The pre-shadow to Mercury retrograde does occur in Leo season, but Mercury is going to retrograde during Virgo season in the sign of Virgo. So after July 28th, you'll need to pay attention to what shows up in your life because you'll be revisiting it during Virgo season.
So before Mercury retrograde starts, you can expect your thinking and communication to be very analytical and detail-oriented. This is a good time for problem solving and for being very clear and logical in the way that you are approaching things in your everyday life.
We will go into way more detail on Mercury and Virgo next week. It's going to have its own episode because of the upcoming retrograde, and some of the other aspects like an opposition to Saturn are going to be worth noting. We're just telling you about it now. I'm sure you probably already heard about it on TikTok already. So just know we'll talk more on it next week. But the next thing that you need to know about that happens during Leo season is the full moon in Aquarius on August 1st. This happens at 2:31 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Full moons are all about releasing, and Aquarius rules things like friendships, groups, dreams, innovation. So the full moon in Aquarius is always a good opportunity to release or let go of things that no longer serve you in those departments.
It's important to know that this full moon will also be square Jupiter. Squares do bring about some tension, so you might notice that you need to find balance between your responsibilities and desire to go with the flow.
Now, the next thing that happens during Leo season is Pluto squaring the North and South Node. This will happen on August 3rd at 4:38 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What you can expect with this is there might be some sudden breakthroughs, some realizations, but there also might be some internal power struggles that you might be working through.
Even though this may be challenging, it will be a time of deep transformation and opportunities for personal growth.
And then lastly, we end Leo season with the new moon in Leo. This happens on August 16th at 5:37 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. What you need to know with this is that new moons are always great opportunities for new beginnings. So you can set some intentions around being more confident, more willing to express yourself, and being proud of who you really are at your core.
This new moon will have a lot of aspects to it. There will be a conjunction to Venus retrograde, which is really going to highlight the Venus retrograde in Leo theme. So that one's really important to pay attention to. And no, there also will be squares to both Jupiter and Uranus, which may bring about some challenges.
That's pretty much it for Leo season. There's really not that many major moments that happen. Virgo season, on the other hand, is a different story, but we'll get there when we get there. But if you're curious to know how any of these things impact you on a more personal level, then this is your reminder. We do offer readings. Readings are hosted on an app called Intro, which allows for FaceTime style calls. We have readings for as short as 15 minutes to as long as 1 hour. You decide what you want to talk about. You can ask a question such as, how does the new moon in Leo affect me? What can I expect during Leo season in my life? And when you go to book the reading, there's a slot where you can type in all your questions and we'll be able to answer them face to face on the call.
And if you've never booked a reading with us before, then you can use the code STARS, all caps, STARS, for $20 off your first reading.
Just a reminder, next week we'll be talking all about Mercury in Virgo, so you'll definitely want to be ready for that one. We'll cover everything you need to know. Set your alarms for Monday. If you want to stay in the loop with us and what's to come, we are on social media. We are on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at BLME The Stars. That is all for now, and we'll see you all next Monday. Bye.